Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and the Cougs are in the Final Four. How about it? What a night. Now, they didn't play great, that's for sure. They struggled offensively in that second half against that 1-3-1. And if I'm Baylor, I saw that, and I saw how difficult it was for them to get anything done. There was no movement. There was no. It was just skip passes over the head of the guard at the top of the key.
Well, they had the same issues against Rutgers. I mean, this is Houston is a team that. Somehow, I mean, not many teams can play like they played against Rutgers and then Oregon State, and they're in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't shoot it well against Rutgers. They shot it worse against Oregon State. And here the Cougars are in the Final Four. It just goes to show you that it's just really their scrappiness. It's hard to put a number on it because that Oregon State team had been running through people. And
well, the difference was, and I think the difference is, listen, they did the same thing against Buddy Boeheim that they did against Ethan Thompson. They shut that one guy down, and those two guys were leading their team, and there was really nobody else that could pick it up.
No. And the same thing was the case with Oregon State. I mean, Baylor's not, the same way, but Thompson was. You know, Giroux just extends, and then he does some ball denial stuff. And he's such a long, active defender. He can really leap, so he can block shots too.
He's been. We watched a lot of basketball. I haven't watched every game, but you could make he's certainly first team all defense in this tournament.
Yeah,
and maybe the best defender. He shut down the two leading scorers, the guys who have led. Now the difference is you can shut down. He can shut down Butler because Butler has been okay in this tournament. He can shut down Butler on Saturday night, but they've got Mitchell, and they've got Teague, and they've got Vital, and they've got Chamua. I mean, they're really – Baylor's really loaded. The other teams, Oregon State and Syracuse, just not loaded. They once you shut their leading scorer down, they really don't – you know, Kalu and Lucas are nice, but they ain't Baylor.
Now, the good thing is that Houston defends the team. It's not just one guy. Right. That whole team defends. Now, they'll get into a little bit of foul trouble too. But Houston yesterday beat the brakes off of Oregon State on the boards. I mean, what did the offensive rebound total? It was 17 at one point. Let me see what it ended up being yesterday. They were at 17-8 in terms of offensive rebounds. You get that many second shots, that's how you win. If you shoot 32% from the field, how do you win that game?
I don't know that they're going to be able to do that.
And 67 from the free throw line, and it's because they got a billion second chances.
I don't think they get that against Baylor. Not with that front line that Baylor's got. I mean, listen, getting this far, awesome. You got, and what's facing the Cougs now, they've had the easiest road
18-7, by the way. 18 offensive rebounds to 7.
Hey, they've had the easiest road maybe ever. It's the first team that's faced four double-digit seeds in a postseason tournament.
Oh, and my gosh, they were all double-digit.
Yeah, right. No, it's the first team that's ever done
that. But I would also argue Oregon State and Syracuse had played good ball.
Yes. They played great ball. That's why they were there. There's no question. But Loyola Chicago got Illinois out and Syracuse and Oregon State
and got Loyola got out. Yeah.
And Illinois State. I keep saying Illinois Chicago.
Can you imagine
Loyola Chicago got Illinois out? I mean, they got a lot of favors done, no question about it. Again, they've had the easiest road as far as seeds go to ever get there. This whole season has been looking like Gonzaga versus Baylor. In January, we were talking about it's going to be Gonzaga versus Baylor. That's what it's heading down to be. We'll see tonight if how Gonzaga does against USC. And we'll see next Saturday. Listen, I'm not. This is a different deal when you're facing Baylor Saturday night. It's going to be a different deal. They haven't faced anybody like this all season long. It's the second best team in the country. So this is a different deal on Saturday night. They are going to play their ass off. They're going to play hard nose. They won't get those offensive rebounds. They better shoot better. They've got to shoot better.
Yeah. So we got lots of time to talk about that. But to celebrate their entry into the Final Four, that's a different matter. And Houston, their first time in the Final Four since that 84 season when they lost to Michael Graham and Patrick Ewing and John Thompson, that Georgetown team, that's the last time Houston was in a Final Four. It's been, you know, you're talking about close to 30 years of being out of, oh, no, it is over 30 years. No.
37 years.
Yeah, 37 years. So 37 years of not being in Final Four basketball. My dad was a U of H coach in football. I mean, that was my team growing up, the Faisalan Pajama teams, and it was heartbreaking. But they were pretty good after that. They were still okay into the 80s and then into the early 90s with Pat Foster. And then, you know, they just really had some down times. Every once in a while, they come up a little bit. But nothing like Kelvin Sampson has done. The job that Kelvin Sampson done has been remarkable. To take Houston from being really just completely lost as a basketball program to building them up on the heels of what he knows, which is you play defense, you play hard. He coaches the players hard. And now what he's done is he's been able to supplement, you know, getting Grimes back from Kansas, getting the transfers in that he's gotten in. This Houston team has been put together. Make no mistake about it. This isn't all just recruiting. What it's been is he's put guys together through transfer portal, and he has a bunch of dogs who are willing to be coached hard. And that's the thing. Nick Saban coaches his guys hard in football. It can still, and those are five stars. Here's guys who aren't as highly touted, and Kelvin Sampson proves you can still coach. I mean, you can still coach guys hard and have success.
Well, yeah,
I know there's a belief that just not all players are super soft and entitled and all that stuff and enabled. Here's a group that gets coached hard by Kelvin Sampson, and they're partying and celebrating with them afterwards, and they love Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah,
and the job that he's done to say he doesn't compromise how he plays, how he coaches, he doesn't compromise. This is what we're going to do. Are they good shooters? No. It's a crooked-ass shooting team. But you can't outwork them. Like, they're not going to be outworked by anybody they play.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get beat every once in a while, and not often, but they'll get beat every once in a while. But their style of play is it makes it really – you know, one thing we have to acknowledge is that Baylor's not going to like playing Houston because Baylor's going to see something that they don't see in the Big 12, and that's just a bunch of wolves all over them. I mean, they play – as one coach said last year, they play like a pack of Velociraptors because they switch off. They're all long. They all jump on top of you. They're all hitting the boards on offense. They all hit the boards on defense. I mean, Houston is just – Houston plays the game at an exceptionally high level of energy and intensity, and they play the right way. And Kelvin Sampson makes the whole city proud. This is just – a phenomenal job. And every year, John, going back to that Michigan, that heartbreaking Michigan loss, it's been level up, level up, level up. And he's leveled up into the Final Four.
Yeah, man, they love him. You saw afterwards he and his family. It was a great moment. Kelvin and his wife and his son all embracing. And you could tell there was tears. You could just see Kelvin from behind crying.
Kelvin was emotional for probably 30 minutes after the game.
And he said this is his favorite team. And, you know, he's been there before. He's had great OU teams, Indiana. He's had great players. This is his favorite teams because this is the kind of hard-nosed basketball that Kelvin Sampson loves. He's a defensive coach, and look at the way that they play. Again, this is going to be a lot tougher. You're moving up in class when you're playing Baylor on Saturday night. But you know what? This is what you're here for. And you know, who knows? Who knows what could happen? The ball could bounce your way. You have no idea. You just got to shoot better.
Vegas makes it 4.5. I mean, Vegas does this for a living.
Yeah, it feels like
it should be higher. I think it'll be closer to 6.
Yeah, it'll be closer to 6.
But by the time, you know what? This would not be Villanova versus Georgetown. I mean, Houston beating Baylor is a matter of Houston defending and making threes.
Yeah.
I mean, they shoot a crap load of threes. They're not the best shooting team, but I do think they need to get hot. I mean, they've got it. Somebody's got to get hot, whether it's Sasser again like he was at one point. Grimes was not exactly hot. Sasser's a volume shooter, so he can go from a hot stretch to a to a bad box score very, very quickly. But I do think Houston's going to have to make threes. They got to win on the boards, which is going to be hard. And then defensively, that's where they win games. But you know, I think something that we need to also acknowledge is great job by University of Houston of doing what it took to keep Kelvin Sampson. And I'm sure they're going to have to keep fending off the Wolves. I mean, is Texas going to come after him?
No. Texas is getting Chris Beard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Beard's going over there.
Yeah, Beard's
here. So, but, like, I wonder how often Kelvin Sampson is going to, more people are going to make a run at him. I would imagine every year there's going to be talk about Kelvin Sampson. But if this can change the recruiting for Kelvin Sampson, if he can keep a 4-star and 5-star from Houston home, one or two of them, bring somebody in from, you know, another high-end recruit from off the transfer portal into Houston, this could be a game changer.
Well,
for
why not? Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're a kid now watching what the university you look at it and go, I can probably play there. First of all, I'm a good shooter, but I've got to play hard defensively. I don't know why this wouldn't be attractive.
But like good shooters who play hard defensively are not a dime a dozen.
No,
they're hard to find.
But you know what? There's so many. I mean, you got Grimes from Kansas. You got Giroux from UMass. You know, you brought in Mark. You brought in Sasser. You brought in the big guys as well. This is a place that
didn't he come from like Marquette?
Did Gorham come from Marquette? He's from Columbia, Maryland. So he is. He's from. He is from Towson.
Oh, he's from Towson. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, he's from Towson. Yeah, Towson. So 2 years there,
so look at all
and then
these
2 years
guys
here.
He's brought. Look at all these guys he's brought in. I mean, that's okay. First of all, there's somebody on his team. I don't know who it is, but there's an assistant coach who keeps his who is active in that portal, who understands who the players are. They're scouting the players. They know the players, and they're aggressive recruiters once they're in a portal. That's been the key to this whole run. I mean, you look at these players. Look at those three players and where they started and where they are now.
And look
at now you got to get them to start here.
And Chaney came from Arkansas, so you know they're picking and they will get more. There's so many kids in the transfer portal that are really good players, and Kelvin's doing a great job of them and fitting pieces. Now you get some better shooters in here from 3-point range you go along here, and you play that same kind of defense. You're gonna this team has got a chance. Kelvin Sampson is the best coach in the city.
Oh my gosh.
It's not even arguable.
It's not close, and he has been for a while. And remember when the Rockets were defending, before Jeff Bezdelic, there was Kelvin Sampson. And Kelvin Sampson was getting James to buy in. I mean, Kelvin was huge with James early on when James made that big turnaround as far as being a good player to a superstar. Sampson was one of the guys that James really, really respected. James Harden would go out to University of Houston basketball games to support Kelvin Sampson. They had a really good – Matt Thomas was telling me that. They have a really good relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think Kelvin Sampson's a guy who preached defense for the Rockets. It made a difference when he was there. When he left, the Rockets' defense slid off until they got Bezdelic. And then since he's gone to Houston, I mean, it's just non-negotiable. You're going to defend. You're going to get after it. But once you start that culture – the guys in the program hold other guys accountable when they come in, and it becomes much, much easier when that's like this is – Syracuse basketball looks a certain way. Gonzaga basketball looks a certain way. Mark Few's been there forever. Boeheim's been there forever. You know, those coaches, if Kelvin Sampson can lock in – and you know what? Hopefully this – he sees this as his final stop and final destination.
No, I think he does.
I don't look at that the same as basketball.
He's 65, right?
Like, football's one thing.
I think he's 65
football's
years old.
Football's one thing, but basketball's something different.
We'll hear from Kelvin Sampson on the other side right here on ESPN. This is Cougs Day. Did you guys wear your Cougs shirt today? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No. You didn't wear it? Yeah. You got some kind of crazy.
No. This is because this is going to be a Day of the Dead, and guess what's happening to Baylor?
And for St. Paddy's dead?
Yeah, Baylor's going to be dead.
Ooh, that is. That's green and gold like Baylor. Ooh, he just dabbed on you,
Dill.
Dabbed
on Baylor.
He just dabbed on you, Dill. 713 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Craig Day Surf.
Yeah. So he's Danish, I believe.
Of the surf. It means of the surfing.
Is what that technically means. And my wife had an issue with emissions or something. She had a light come on. I got a diagnostics email, which is so cool. This is unbelievable. The OnStar has a diagnostic feature. It comes standard. Lance, you have this Traverse. We have two of them. It has an issue with emissions. You might want to get checked out. So we took it in there. My wife got a loaner car because the kids have to, you know, be taken care of. It took a couple days. It was done. Bing, bang, boom. Well, actually, it took one day, but she dropped it off on Friday, and then, you know, she just kept the car over the weekend. But I can tell you this much. That's the kind of service that you get from Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. The loaner cars, when you're vehicle is in the shop. Yes, you're getting the great prices. Yes, you're getting great selection. But the trade-in value is one of the ways that they separate themselves. And then the service, anytime you have standard maintenance or anything that pops up, you've got a service department that is phenomenal, one of the best in Houston. And they have been the same people in place in that service department forever, because no one leaves Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It is family out there, and they treat you the same way. I would not put my name on this company if I didn't feel that strongly about them. Make sure you get in there. Check out your pickup truck, Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra pickup truck, and all the SUVs they have in stock. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's what it's all about, Greg. It's all about the players. It's all about them. That this memory will last them a lifetime. They'll tell their grandchildren about this. Their mothers and fathers and their families and friends are watching them and experiencing it from afar. But these guys put in the work. They all have their story. They've all had to battle through adversity to come together as a team. You know, we may not have the brightest lights, but our lights shine as bright as anybody else's, because it's all about team. You know, Dejan Giroux by himself is pretty good, but he's a lot better together.
He's right. Those guys will never forget this. Now they got again, you're in another neighborhood when you're talking about Baylor and Gonzaga being in that. Well, Gonzaga's got to get there. Baylor got there. Baylor has got more weapons than the Cougs have faced. They can shut down Butler. And Butler's been, you know, good. I mean, average. He was the player of the year in the Big 12, but he has not been great in this postseason, that's for sure. So we'll see if they can shut him down. But then you got to shut down, you know, Davion Mitchell is really good. Man, you want to talk about a quick first step. Holy crap, getting by guys. You know, is that Quentin Grimes? Does he have to hang with him? Does Mark or Sasser take him on? And then you've got the big guys inside. I don't know that you're going to get the offensive rebounds that you got against Oregon State. You're gonna have to shoot just much, much better. But they're there, and they did it. And you know what? The road is the road that they got handed. It's not their fault Illinois didn't win. It's not their fault that the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all 8 eliminated. I mean, they've played 4 double-digit seeds, but they got there. And the Cougs coming out. I hope you had the Cougs in your bracket. Cougs coming out of there, Baylor coming out of there. You know, while this has been a break, this is not outrageous, right? Gonzaga gets there, Michigan gets there. You're going to have 3 1s and a 2 after all this craziness, Del.
Yeah, and that's almost, it almost feels like that's the way you would want it to be. You want the craziness to ensue. You want a couple teams to get upset, certainly. But when it comes down to it, I mean, I could do without the 11 in the Final Four. I don't need it. I mean, they don't ever win the title, and usually they provide a bad game. This is the one, a couple ones and a 2, and then unless you're in the Pac-12, then certainly you want your 6 and your 7 or whatever, or 11 and 6 to get in. But if it's Gonzaga and Michigan, that's great. 3 1s and a 2?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's Chris Krasolas has always said, yeah, you love those upsets until they ruin your Final Four.
You love those upsets until the Final Four actually has to be played.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and George Mason
no.
is ruining your whole Final Four.
Oh, no. Yeah. This is a terrible
ECU
game.
ECU is ruining your Final Four.
Butler.
Well, Butler.
Butler was a good team until that finals.
Well, no, they lost by a heave at the end. They lost by 2 to Duke.
No, I know. That wasn't the finals, though.
Yes, it was. It was the final game.
No, the finals was here.
No, they were made it to two games.
Was that a final? That wasn't a final four.
With Gordon Hayward throwing up a.
No, I know that wasn't a. That wasn't
here. That one wasn't here.
No, but that was that wasn't a semifinal.
That was a final.
No, they made two.
Oh, that was a great one. The other one was a terrible one.
No, yeah.
And Gordon Hayward almost hit that too.
Yeah, he almost did it. Yeah, I mean, so they didn't ruin it. VCU ruined it. Don't ever come here again, VCU.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Don't worry.
So you got Kim Mulkey. You got the sound from Kim?
I had to grab it.
Grab that sound from Kim. I've heard this, too, not only from Kim Mulkey. I think I saw a story about this. And maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was on the broadcast or I don't know where I heard it before Kim Mulkey said it. But Kim Mulkey lost last night on a non-call in the final second where her female went up for a shot.
Or her guard or player. I mean, what do you mean her female?
I don't know what she was. I don't know if she was a guard or a
player.
No one can tell if she's a guard or a forward.
Just say the player.
Okay. She was a female. I didn't call her a girl.
Her female.
I didn't call her. I didn't
say. Imagine Johnson, you know, University of Houston's going to have to get more.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? All over her elbow and arm extended. She didn't go straight up. Yeah. She got her all over the elbow. It was.
Houston's going to have to get their male
got blocked.
Yeah.
Her player.
Houston's males are going to have to make more threes against Baylor if they want to beat Baylor.
Yes, yes.
They're going to have to get more rebounds from their males.
Right. Yeah. Those males are going to have to play
Kelvin
better.
Kelvin Sampson's male is going to have to do a better job of shooting.
So I didn't denigrate her in any way.
All you had to do is say her player.
Well, she went up and got blocked allegedly. She got fouled.
Yeah, it was a foul.
And no call.
You can't make a shot if you're fouled here on your forearm and you can't follow through. It's impossible.
And here's the deal: if the defender goes straight up with her arms, that's one thing. Her arm was a 45-degree angle.
Right.
I mean, and on the elbow, and no call. Wow, that is just terrible. So Kim Mulkey afterwards, obviously she was distraught. Her team lost.
I have not heard this, but I know she gets a little fire. I'm interested to hear this.
Well, here's what she said about the Final Four.
I don't think my words will matter, but after the games today and tomorrow, there's four teams left, I think, on the men's side and the women's side. They need to dump the COVID testing. Wouldn't it be a shame to keep COVID testing and then you got kids that end up having test positive or something and they don't get to play in a Final Four? So you need to just forget the COVID test and let the four teams that are playing in each Final Four go battle it out.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't realize that was her quote.
Yeah.
No. Just also don't go out.
No. Well, no,
they're all in a bubble. You're all in a bubble.
But it doesn't matter. You got some.
That would be a shame.
It would be.
All right, what's the.
But here's the deal is everybody's jumping all over. I heard on the way in with Jay. And by the way, where's Keyshawn been? Is Keyshawn?
His daughter died.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Gosh, that's awful. I have no idea what was going on with Keyshawn.
He said something on Twitter and he was checking out for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awful. They're all over her. I'm so disappointed. And don't open your mouth, Kim Mulkey. I'm so disappointed. What if somebody has it? And then that is a problem. If somebody has it and they spread it to all the other players, that's not good. Because, and oh, by the way, if you've got COVID, you could have heart issues. So that is not, you know what, though, Kim Mulkey, let's try not to destroy Kim Mulkey over some kind. It's not going to happen. She said it at the beginning. Nobody's going to listen to me, but this is what they should do. They probably shouldn't because you can't be spreading it to everybody if somebody does have it. I thought we were done with COVID. I thought COVID was over. I thought COVID 2021 was over.
If you drive, there's a new restaurant. Well, anytime you see something new popping up and they're building a patio immediately and it says lounge and it's pizza and lounge. I'm like, this is a pizza lounge? What is this pizza lounge? Well, it's not. It just means it's going to be a COVID factor.
I got you.
Yeah. It's they just this place opened up over there where Barry's Pizza used to be.
So it can be a restaurant and get more people in.
Yes.
Right.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, they have to have 51% of food sales. That's not going to happen. So at some point they're going to hear, okay, you can't do this. But we're getting to a point where we're going to be done with this. I got my shot yesterday, so everybody should be fine.
What they call pizza shooters. Yeah, you got your shot.
I got my shot yesterday.
What time?
I got it at noon.
Oh, and you're feeling okay today.
I feel okay, yeah.
So, good.
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully you don't get the blowback.
No, but my arm hurts.
Well, yeah, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to stop you from golfing?
I'm a beast.
Stop you from golfing?
No, I'm going to play.
I'm a beast.
No, I'm a beast. Yeah. No,
in the
no.
middle of the night, you'll be like, ooh.
No, I was.
Whoa.
No, it was hurting last night.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
You're a beast, yeah.
It's nothing. It's
and you're
nothing
not even drinking right now.
No.
You're doing this without the benefit of alcohol to numb the pain.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's.
Do you see things like, let me ask you a question. Are you more from a clarity standpoint? Do you see things clear? Do you like have better recognition of what's happening on the basketball court? Or do you just feel like there's a better clarity? Has the fog cleared? Like some people have COVID fog. Like my dad had that for a couple of weeks. Like, do you have a Blue Mountain fog at all that you sometimes deal
with?
Do you feel like it's clear right now? Or are you still foggy?
No, actually, I'm foggier right now.
You're still foggier.
I don't see nearly as clearly as when I've got my Blue Mountains all working.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, stop. Lamont, but this puts much more pressure on your overrated buddy, Dana Holgorsen. He has to put up or shut up. How about Natty this year? How about Natty? How's that?
Natty Ace, for who? Lamont?
For basketball or football?
Natty for who?
Natty for U of H.
Don't you have to finish above 500 in your first seasons
don't
before
worry.
That happens?
Don't worry.
There's a crap.
You don't
want to
bet on them finishing over 500 this year, do you?
Maybe. Who's their quarterback? Is it still Toon?
Toon.
He's probably going to be.
Under.
He's probably going to be a Heisman candidate.
What's their?
I'm not like Joe Burrow.
Did this with Joe Burrow too.
I did this with Joe Burrow.
What's their out of conference schedule?
Oh, dude,
if it's tough, then you want to really take that bet.
It is definitely. They got Tech to start the season, but after that, it's favorable.
Okay,
I like to say
then
favorable.
That's different. Like, yeah. All right,
Natty. Okay, Natty. Let's go.
Natty,
that's right. 729 ESPN 97.5, 737-80-377. You want to feel like a national champion? Okay. I got the way to do that. In the boudoir? Yeah, that's right. You can feel like a national champ in the bedroom. All you got to do, and my peeps over there are so good. They are so, so good. What they're doing right now is GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John. It is fantastic what they're doing at GetRoman.com/John. They are getting you, first of all, you're going to speak to a doctor. You will speak to a doctor every single time. So you've got an online physician, and he is going to make sure that you are getting the right medication for yourself. That's all you got to do. It is GetRoman.com/John. And you're going to go there, and you're going to speak online. You don't have the uncomfortableness of, you know, meeting with a doctor, taking off of work, all of that stuff that you have to do if you go see the doctor. No, you can do it at your leisure whenever you want. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/John and complete an online visit. They'll take care of your ED without leaving home. You complete that online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Listen, this is Cougs Day, right? Whose house? Cougs' house. That's right. That's what we're in today. But there was a story yesterday coming out of Sports Illustrated.
It somehow got worse for Deshaun.
It's unbelievable.
I thought we had capped it out, but not only is it not capped out, it's not even close to being done. And I had a guy reach out to me on Twitter. I'm not going to say who he was. And last Thursday, he said, basically, he told me Sports Illustrated, he's got some friends in some interesting circles, and he's just said that two of them who are legitimate massage therapists both had run-ins with Deshaun. One of them was different than the other one. And the one that was different than the other one, that girl is the one who was contacted by Sports Illustrated. He said the other, she really didn't know what was going on and ended the massage after it got awkward. Neither one are involved in the lawsuit. He said both have been reached out to by SI, which means somehow all these therapists' names are getting leaked. Not sure if he had his account hacked or how they're finding all these women. Because they said SI reached out to her. She wasn't part of Tony Busby's lawsuit. The girl
was
Mary, quote-unquote Mary, who spoke to SI.
Yeah, right.
And that's who he was talking about. This guy was right. He said this last Thursday in my direct messages, and this guy was right. SI had reached out, and she's the one who was spoken to. And it sounds very similar. Like, every situation sounds very, very similar. But the details that are more damning for Deshaun, number one, it's a little more detailed about how he really wanted her to get involved during the massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, although there was nothing physical that I recall at all, but then number two, that he would reach out, he forgot. That it seemed like she had to screenshot.
Well, there's so many. How can he remember all?
She had to screenshot and say, remember, I already told you, I'll give you a massage, but I don't want that other stuff.
And then he was like,
And then he never reached back out. He tried to book a massage. She said, I don't know if you remember me.
Then he did it again.
He did twice, yeah.
And he was like, no, never mind. So if you want to read the Sports Illustrated article, it's by Jenny Vrentas. They found a massage therapist who is not in the Tony Busby lawsuits, and she corroborates everything. It's hard because the other one, the really, really hot one last week who said, yeah, I've given Deshaun, and there's never been anything sexual. Well, if you don't put much stock in that, I don't know if you put as much stock in this. I don't know what she has found a lawyer, though. She is looking at her options about what Deshaun did. I don't know that there is much in the way of if there's much recompense for her because he never touched her, never forced her. He exposed himself. Well, I don't know what that means.
She didn't have a lawsuit at this time, but she has looked into.
She has a lawyer. Yeah. She didn't want to be with. She didn't want to get into Tony Busby's one.
No.
And so she's got another lawyer, and she is looking at it. Okay. But she does corroborate all the stuff that seems to be swirling around Deshaun. It's looking more and more like that he's just not playing. He's just not.
I don't know how he can play. And then I got a letter today from a lawyer. A lawyer sent me a letter. That was not a fun thing to open up. Like, why is there a law? Why is there an envelope here
with a lawsuit in it?
Well, it was one of Deshaun's.
I thought you were going to be included.
I was like,
in this deal.
I don't know that I want to open this. And the lawyer basically said that he believes that he didn't put his name on it, which is fine. But he said he believes that the end goal has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. He thinks Tony Busby's end goal is going to be going after the NFL for a workplace. So what he would have to do is prove that the Texans had knowledge about this, and then he would either go after the Texans. This whole idea that the Texans set this up is getting more and more stupid by the second. The idea that the Texans would put themselves in this kind of harm's way, not only would they ruin their face of the franchise and any potential trade value to strengthen their team, because look what quarterbacks are going for, by the way.
No.
Look at the going rate. You can rebuild your team quickly. No, there are still people who believe that, and the Texans could end up, if they knowingly harbored and covered up for Deshaun Watson, which you said you know somebody who knew about this for 5 months.
Yeah.
If that's the case, the argument could end up being made that the Texans knew about it. And if Tony Busby decided to argue that the Texans knew about it and they covered up for Deshaun.
Well, how covered up? How are you going to? You could tell them, hey, Deshaun, what are you doing? Stop doing that. What are you going to do? Arrest him?
That you didn't, yeah, that you didn't do something.
What? Do what?
Well, that you're a knowing party to this.
How are you a knowing party? I mean, a bunch of people are knowing parties. All the people that are involved.
But you are his employee. Tony Busby then has an opportunity to go after Houston. or the NFL.
What did they do?
What do you mean? If they knowingly did not do anything, what? They could be in.
There were a lot of people. Okay, you're going after Quincy Avery? Are you going after? I don't know. Going after Mulugeta? No,
you're going after everybody that knew?
No,
you're going after the money. Is what the guy was saying in the letter. Wherever the money is, that's who you target.
You'd have to prove that the Texans did know.
Quincy Avery's not the money. David Mulugeta is not the money. Deshaun has money, but bigger money is Houston. Even bigger money is the NFL. I hadn't thought about the letter.
You'd have to prove that they knew, and you'd have to prove that they actually, if they've known about it for 6 months, when is that? That's I guess that's during the season.
Well,
if they told
them,
you don't know what they told them either. Hey, stop doing that.
It doesn't matter. You now at least. Tony Busby could come after Houston. I don't know if he'd win or not, but I had never thought about that. I'd never thought that the end game might be something bigger than Deshaun.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
I'd never even considered that.
Right. I mean, that's what I hate. This country, nobody is responsible for what they do. Always somebody else is responsible. The Texans are responsible for Deshaun doing this? Okay. And you know what? He may win. I don't know. Maybe.
But no one's accountable.
Good Lord.
No one's responsible, but no one's accountable.
Right.
For any of their actions. Right. It's always somebody else's.
It's always somebody else's fault. It is.
But it wasn't me.
It was, yeah. No, it was me, but I was hacked. My Johnson was hacked. Okay. Whoa. Well.
You got to hack Johnson?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that that's not a bad defense these days. I was hacked. Okay.
Not like that.
No.
What about, you mean like DeAndre Hopkins? When that picture came out? Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Dale, you remember that.
His picture of...
Yeah, Hop's got a... He got a wang shot go public, too.
Oh, that wasn't hacked? Oh, you're talking about his... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Like Greg Odom?
Well, Greg Odom. I don't know what his picture... He accidentally posted it?
Yeah.
Or was it hacked?
Was he hacked? No, was it
I don't
hacked?
Think it was hacked.
I don't think it was hacked. I think you just made a mistake. He just made it.
Wow. Yeah. The second person said this about you. JG's Bay got to step his game up. # Dana Strong.
That's Art. Art says that every time. Every
Dana
day.
Strong.
Art says that every day. And guess who's going to be strong? Dana. And their club's going to be strong. That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you say no.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Okay.
Watch it. Over 500.
I mean,
watch.
Been hearing about these transfers for years now.
Yeah, guess what?
Transfers
are going to step
there's
up.
There's a lot of transfer talk.
You can hear about all the transfers just waiting.
Watch and learn.
Come out on the national stage.
That Alabama pass rusher, I'm still waiting for him to get a sack.
No, he got cut. He was a maniac. He had to go. There was a reason he wasn't at Alabama.
He washed out of Alabama, huh? Wonder how that happened.
For Nick to let a guy go?
Yeah. No, that dude ain't around. He was too dangerous. 713-780. 3776 is the number if you would like to get in here.
I honestly did not think it could get worse for Deshaun. I'm to the point now where, and I had somebody who's a friend reach out yesterday and like, I'm starting to feel like maybe this is a setup. He said, and his rationale is there's two or three maybe, but 23, like now it's, it used to be, I can't believe this, two or three women they could all be wearing. And then when it got to the 20s, you think, oh, that's a lot. He's going the other way, like 23, 30. I can't believe this. If it was two, maybe I'd believe two. I'm like,
I don't know.
I said, there's a lot of stuff.
You think all of them are? I mean, dude, according to this, he can't even remember. That's the problem for Rusty. Mike Florio has said, at some point, Deshaun should be able to say, okay, there are no more. But apparently, Deshaun has no idea.
He doesn't remember.
He
doesn't remember previously contacting women and then contacting them again
and going back to them the third time. Yeah. He went back to her twice,
and it's off. And they know, and nobody knows him. Like we've heard three or four different people say, "I didn't know." This one said she gets booked from a third party,
another female who
gets busy or whatever. She books him, and then she takes a fee, and she has clients come over where she's set up. And she said the client wanted a back door, a side door, a second entry. She goes, okay. And she found out 10 to 15 minutes before the massage it was going to be Deshaun Watson.
Right. And you understand he doesn't want anybody seeing him coming.
No, I get that.
742.
You don't want anyone to see him if he's going to a regular massage in a building
somewhere?
No,
because people will wait outside and or interrupt while he's getting his
No, they're not.
Thing. Time to talk to. So this makes me uncomfortable going from Deshaun to John Clay Wolf. It really does. I don't know about this. John Clay Wolf, how are you?
Confused about the process of the hunt. I mean, the fun is in the hunt, And if everything's a caged bird, pin quail, Vietnamese pin quail, then why make all that money?
Right. Well, we've been saying forever, just go to a bar. There's plenty of women that want you there. I mean, and, you know, not you don't have to do whatever, allegedly. Anyway, you're not on the hunt anymore. You're married. You got kids. You got a thriving.
100% catch and release.
John Clay Wolf, I mean, you're unbelievable. Are you the best at buying and selling cars at auction in the whole world?
It's arguable. I mean, show me a better one.
Who's done 1,000 cars in one day?
Nobody, ever. And at an average price of like $31,000. I mean, the largest dollar transaction in one day in a dealer sale ever.
Wow.
Like $35 million. It's crazy. And then the next week we came right behind it with $980, and tomorrow we've got like $950. It's a lot.
That is awesome. And Houston's going well?
Houston's going great. You know what's not going great? I need your boy Josh to help me. You know, the one that just defected to go back to rock radio in Nashville?
Yeah.
I got kicked off that station. I don't know if you can believe that. I hope you're sitting down.
Yeah. No. I believe that wholeheartedly. Except in Nashville, you would think. You would play there. You know, there's a bunch of...
Well, what happened, everything was fine. The audience, everybody was down. We were on for a year, but the program director was not. And I was forced onto the deal, as you know, and I ran into a problem with the program director early on.
Oh.
And so on the 4th of July, we ran a replay, and Bobbo ran a replay that was pre-delay. So, you know, hey, you dumped stuff out. Like, if I say a bad word right now, y'all could dump me out, which you probably dumped me out a lot. Still coming. But he ran a replay off the archives that was pre-delay, so the S word got out.
That's it. You're gone. Well, program directors suck, okay? That's
but
all.
The PD's been fired ever since, so I didn't know if Josh was a fan of our show, if he could kind of work
that's,
it.
That's
back.
What happens to program directors, okay? They get fired, especially if they argue with hosts on Twitter. But here's the deal. John Clay Wolf, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 747, ESPN 97.5. AJ and I got into it on Twitter last night. I'm like, dude, come on. I made the simple statement that U of H is going to play better than Arkansas did last night. Better defensively, not offensively. Oh, they play a different style. U of H slows. That's not it. Baylor shot 56% in the first half. 56% in the first half. Guess what? That sucks, Arkansas.
That was an up and down. That was the exact opposite of Houston versus Oregon State
first
half.
That's not the style, but I wasn't talking about, oh, yeah, they'll give up more points, but guess what? The U of H ain't giving up 56%. U of H is going to be a freaking beast and hound them, and it's not going to be as easy defensively. It's just not. That's not the way the Cougs play. They're going to have to be scrapping junkyard dogs defensively, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to play hard for Calvin Sampson on the defensive end. Arkansas was giving them layups last night. I mean, they were just letting people run by with no help on the back end. That's not U of H basketball. U of H is going to play them tougher defensively, period, exclamation point. They're going to play them tougher. Will U of H run up and down like our? No. Is that a different side? No, Baylor won't score as many points either. But U of H certainly won't either because they don't play like that. They're going to play better defensively. That's all I was saying. And AJ, I don't care if they were six nationally. Arkansas looked like crap in the first half defensively. They looked like crap. And U of H will play better. U of H will play better than they did. That was my whole point, and he had to argue over all this stuff, and oh, my God.
Well, you don't step in that man's lane. Stay out of his lane.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your golf lane.
You better not talk about college. Guess what, AJ? You stay out of college football because you didn't know anything about LSU and Clemson, did you? No. Stay out of college football. All right?
You know
don't be talking no college
John,
football on your show.
Do me a favor. Keep talking about Bryson DeChambeau versus Brandel Chambly. Okay?
Yeah.
Talk about your French golfers
going
at each other on match play.
Yeah,
okay?
You're
Chambly versus
Perez.
Chambeau.
Does Victor Perez sound like a French golfer?
No, it does not.
Well, he is, though.
What about, is he?
Yeah.
Well, that's your lane. See? That's your lane. You stay there.
Right. Well, we'll see. We got the Valero. By the way, Dustin Johnson has withdrawn from the.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's headlines. That's sad. We buried the lead today.
Once again, that is your lane. We expect it. We don't like it, but we expect that from you.
Yeah.
But stay out of college basketball.
Stay out of college basketball. Keep your, you know, keep your nose out of other people's
Even on
business.
Twitter. We don't want your random thoughts about how Houston will play better defensively. You're not a college basketball guy, so keep it to yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talk about Brandon Champlain.
No, hey, AJ knows his college basketball. There is no question about
it. Talk about Brandon Champlain versus Champlain.
But listen, the Cougs, okay? And I said, I'll bet you the Cougs play better defensively, and he won't take that bet.
Mm.
I mean, stop.
Oh,
seems a little
Houston's
silly.
Obviously going to play. Well, that was like that first half. Now, it was better in the second half. The score did slow down in the second half quite a bit. Arkansas
played
better.
They went from 46 to 80. They finished with 81. Yeah, they played better.
But, Houston.
46 to 35.
Houston is, Kelvin Sampson's guys really defend.
Yeah.
And here's the difference is, Houston, the one thing to keep an eye on is that Kelvin Sampson's guys sometimes play a very frenetic brand of basketball that can turn into turnovers. If Houston has one of those 5-minute droughts where they don't score or they turn it over three times in a row down the court, it's gonna get ugly.
Yeah.
They can't do that.
No. And no, I didn't say that they're gonna beat them. All I said is they're going to high on them. It's not gonna be as easy for Baylor.
Ain't nobody looking for your thoughts on Twitter about college basketball. Keep it to yourself. I think we've learned that. No one's looking for that from you.
No. Oh, you really?
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to read it.
I'm on the show with you and I don't want to hear it.
He did have like 6 likes for his reply, and I had like, I don't know, 70 or 80 likes for my
domination.
Light dabs.
This man was leaning into the Houston love, and people like, yeah, that's right, John. But you know, the analytical side of it was AJ, and he was like, John, stay out of my lane.
No, listen, I wasn't even looking for Houston love. I was just facts. U of H will play better defensively. Fact.
I never thought John would use his show as a bully pulpit against other college basketball.
Well, he suggested
against college basketball analysts.
Expert AJ Hoffman, and he suggested that the program director arguing with the host means she get fired as well. He said that in the previous.
I didn't say that. No. Well, if you argue with host, guess what?
Yeah,
you're wrong.
You said
if
it.
You're wrong, then you know what? Stand like up like a man in a minute.
Can he be wrong when
we'll
you're
see who allows the most points?
When he can he be wrong?
Loser want to bet on that?
Loser Leaf Town match.
You want to bet who?
They ended up with 81. So it's Loser Leaf Town. If Baylor scores more than 81, you go. If they score less, then AJ goes. Wow, it just turned into like a wrestling match. A Loser Leaf Town match.
Loser Leaf Town. That's right. You don't want to bet that.
Can we have this?
All right, the loser has to do the other one's show for a week. They have to
both
do their
shifts?
Own show and the other show.
Oh, look at that.
No,
8-hour shifts.
I'm doing that. I got golf.
Huh? You don't have to worry about it. No. That's a W.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, what are you worried about?
We worry about.
I don't know.
Well, see, now he realizes.
Now, oh, no. I'll bet money. I ain't betting my time. F that.
Well, it's not your money.
Double shifts. It's not even your time if you're going to win.
That's my time. Oh, no. I ain't doing. Oh, he does a 3-hour show. I could do that standing on one hand, okay?
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing for you.
What you worried about?
But no, because
you worried about?
Guess where I'll be, okay? I'll be on about the 17th.
If you win, it doesn't matter.
When that show starts,
but you're gonna
I'll be
win.
On 17.
You're going to win, though.
You're
going to
win.
No. There's a chance I won't. So
wait,
I'll be doing
what?
No, who knows? You know what? Baylor's badass. Baylor is a badass team.
Oh, look
and
at
I
that.
Said, and, well, earlier this year, I don't know. He was putting Baylor in with Michigan, which, you know what? That's not outrageous. But he said it's Gonzaga and then, you know, and then everybody else. I thought it was Gonzaga and Baylor early on. I mean, about mid-season, it's Baylor and Gonzaga. And those two are going to meet, and it's going to be a great game. And we'll see. We'll see if it happens. We got to see. Gonzaga, you like, you don't give, you ain't giving USC a chance.
I give them a little bit of chance, yeah.
I like them inside the number, but I like them inside the number, but I don't like them.
Oh, it's
going
to be hard, but I think they've got a chance to win. I think inside the number is a good play too, and I think they got a chance to win. I don't think it's not crazy. I mean, you know, I think they have a. I'd give them a 20% chance of winning, maybe.
20%. Well, what are the numbers?
I mean, well, it's probably money line, I think
it's less than that. Yeah, it's probably 25% chance to win. Or
well, they don't give you good odds, but I think realistically, that's
yeah.
What
there's
it is.
There's that middle.
Well,
there.
You know what? Let me go to the
there's
ESPN because ESPN's little matchup thing. They actually give you the percentage of victory.
USC is 9, and they're +335. +9, +335.
That ain't enough. That's a lot. Money line wise.
Well, 9-point game. UCLA is +235. That to me is a better. That to me against Michigan. Mm-hmm. I think you know, Michigan's been nice though. Now Michigan has been nice. Baylor right now in Houston 5. I'm not sure that's enough. Houston getting 5 against Baylor. I'm not sure that's enough. If you want to know the truth, but the under. What do you think the under over is for Baylor and Houston?
I've not seen that. Baylor scores. I would say 140 and a half.
135 and a half. Okay. So for Baylor to get 81, that would have to be a blowout. That would have to be a blowout. I mean,
really.
But the Cougs aren't going to score. If Baylor scores 81, it's going to be a blowout because Cougs ain't scoring 80. Okay, they just ain't.
No.
There is zero chance. So. I mean, if Baylor gets an outrageous number of
all right,
points.
So, matchup predictor, U.S. Gonzaga has an 80% chance of winning, and USC has a 20%. So, that's what it is.
Okay.
Based on the matchup predictor on ESPN's Basketball Power Index.
4-1.
That sounds about right. They've got Gonzaga 8.5 should be the spread, according to the Power Index. Over under 153 is what they come up with.
They've got that's what it is. It's 9-153.
If you look at the, USC has scored.
USC looks good.
70 or more. Well, I mean, at least 5 straight games. In 3 of their last 5, they've scored over 80 points. Gonzaga, I mean, that should be a high scoring game. We'll see. We'll see how this matchup is. USC actually averages more rebounds. Field goal percentage is in Gonzaga's favor. 55% field goal percentage. Block shots, obviously, USC. Steals way in Gonzaga's favor. And a 29-game win streak. Golly, Gonzaga's averaging 90, almost 92 points a game in a 40-minute game.
Now, this could hit what? What's 153? You'd have to figure this could hit 160, 170.
Well, if you do basic cross-marrying of points, this USC only allows 58 points a game. So Gonzaga's not going to hit their total points. A lot of their total points that they're averaging are against much lesser competition. So, yeah, I think that number's probably pretty good. Gonzaga's not going to hit as much. Because even Baylor and Arkansas, they went crazy in the first half, but not so much in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of Gonzaga, you know, the Rockets have a guy who played ball at Gonzaga.
Oh, my gosh. That guy is playing. He's way better than Victor Oladipo.
Oh, my God.
When we come back, we'll tell you about the Rockets' new, not only superstar, but part of the youth movement that is going by youth, I mean.
He'll be 30 in April.
I think he's 30.
Well, I want to tell you about the Rockets right now, as a matter of fact. If you're looking for something to do with the family after all of your Easter festivities, how about the Rockets take on Zion Williamson and the Pelicans Easter Sunday? This Sunday, April 4th at 7 p.m. For as low as $99, you can get 4 tickets. Wait a minute. $99, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 drinks for a fun, safe night out in Houston. And includes beer, wine, soda, or water. How about this? The Rockets will also be having an Easter egg hunt for the kids from 6 to 7 p.m. with great prizes in each egg. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Rockets Family Pack Ticket Special is one you do not want to miss. Grab your tickets today at Rockets.com. What a great way to spend with the family for $99, four tickets, four dogs, and four drinks. That's awesome. Get to Rockets.com. Go see Zion Williamson, New Orleans coming in here. That'll be a great time. Go to Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.